in the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ya'arba also shechalias b'Shabbos. That means the 14th day of Nisan, Erev Pesach, comes out on Shabbos. So the locher is, you have to make a bir chomet before Pesach. Is mevaren es hakoyim l'fnei ha-Shabbos. You make the bir chomet, you take all your chomets and burn it, destroy it, before Shabbos. Because even though usually you do it on Erev Pesach, you dalid, but here at Shabbos you're not allowed to burn on Shabbos. Therefore we get rid of the chomets on Yud Gimel Erev Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Meir, this is what Rabbi Meir holds. And that's what we do, Lamaisa. When the Erev Pesach comes out, and Erev Pesach is Shabbos, that's what we do. We destroy our chomets on Friday, Erev Pesach, Erev Shabbos. Like Rabbi Meir. The Chachamim Maimon, the Chachamim say, though, Bizmano. No, you still do it on Shabbos. Erev Pesach, Mamish, which is Shabbos, also you destroy your chomets. How do you destroy your chomets? You're not allowed to burn it, but just like Zerul Ruach, just throw it away. Or else Bizmano Zedah says, flush it down, flush it away. You could destroy it on Shabbos also. So Rashi says, Mavaren es hakul, loshen hakul, everything means, bein chulin, bein truma. Whether it's chulin or truma, still you should burn it on Erev Shabbos. Chutz michtei achilos l'Shabbos. Except the food that you can eat on Shabbos, v'shreitzich. You're still allowed to eat chametz on Shabbos, it's only Erev Pesach. And you're supposed to have a sudir at night and sudir in the daytime. You're supposed to leave over enough food, enough chametz to eat for the two meals. Avo kol ma sh'osid levay yivar. But anything more than that, that eventually you're going to have to burn and destroy, you should destroy it already before Shabbos. That's Reb Meir Shita. And the Chum say no, that this man do everything on Shabbos. Says before Shabbos you don't have to destroy it, but rather wait till Erev Pesach, and you'll destroy it in the night in the Heter, either throw it to the Ruach, or else you'll flush it away. Reb Elazar ben Bar Tzadik Oimer, it depends. Truma Mulefnei Shabbos. If you have truma, that you get rid of before Shabbos. V'chulin bizmanan. Mashenke in chulin, not to be over batashkas, you don't have to destroy it Erev Shabbos, but rather you can wait until Shabbos comes, which is Erev Pesach, and on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, if you have any chomets left over, you'll get rid of it then. So Rashi explains what's the Hezbah. So Rashi, truma melefnei HaShabbos. She'enu yocholi hachilo eloylin zarim, v'loylo behemas zarim. You're not allowed to feed truma to a zara, to a regular Yisrael, or else even to the behemoth that belongs to Yisrael. Therefore, only a few people can eat it, only a kohen. So Manashach, as much as the kohen knows he could eat, he'll save. But after he knows he can't eat, he can't afford to give it to anybody else. The Yisrael can't eat it. Therefore, he's supposed to destroy it before Shabbos. Ulashay seyeh, he can't hold on to it, because he can't eat it. Avo chulin mashenkin regular chometz. That's chulin ain't tzorach levayu. You don't have to get rid of it before Shabbos. Ela bismano. Wait till Shabbos. Wait till this talking about Erev Pesach at Shabbos. Wait till Shabbos. Sheyocholim solen eichlem harbrin. Because regular chulin, if you don't eat it, you're too full. Give it to your friend. Like why be over about tashkas and destroy the chometz? It's only Friday now. This Friday is Yud Gimel. Wait till Shabbos, which is Yud Dalet Erev Pesach. And if you see you can't eat so much, give it to your friend. But Akoponim Chulin is eatable. Other people can eat it. So therefore, give it to somebody else. You don't have to destroy it before Shabbos. Mashenkein Truma, which is limited only to a Kohen. Therefore, as much as you see yourself eat, Gesundheit leave over. But more than that, the Lachrit is supposed to destroy it before Shabbos. So the Maratanya, Reb Leza, Reb Tzadik Omer. Pamachas, Shovas, Abba, Beyavnim. One time my father stayed over by Shabbos in Yavne, and this was a Shabbos that was Erev Pesach. V'chal arba also liyas b'Shabbos. That the 14th day, Erev Pesach, came out on Shabbos. Ubo zoinin mamuna sh'Rav Gamliel, and this person, Zunin, he was the head, the chief, for taking care of Rav Gamliel's things. V'omar, and he said, Yishino higia eis levai resachomitz. It comes the time now, vice this was Shabbos. As they held halacha, they're supposed to wait until Shabbos. If Shabbos comes out on Erev Pesach, wait till Shabbos. And on Shabbos you destroy it. So he said now on Shabbos, now is coming the time that you're supposed to destroy the chametz. V'holachti and I went achar Rabbi after my father, u'b'yarnu es chametz. We got rid of the chametz on Shabbos itself. Rashi says Shabbos, nishtoy yishom Shabbos achas. I stayed there one Shabbos. So vice versa, he's holding like the chom shito, the chom say bizmanoi. You're supposed to destroy it at the right time, on Shabbos. And Rabbi Lazar Tzadik also in the Mishnah says like that. He just says, Truma, you should destroy before Shabbos. Because you can't eat it. Only to a kain. Mashenke and chulun, that anybody could eat. That was Rabbi Lazar Tzadik also halachom. And this is a maisa that he did like he held. that regular chulin, you could hold on to it until Shabbos, and when it comes as man on Erev Pesach, even though it's Shabbos, now you destroy your chametz. How? You'll zer l'ruach, you'll be mafker it, you'll flush it away, but about it to burn it, it's awesome. But halacha, we hold like the chomim in the Mishnah, we hold like Rimei in the Mishnah, that we get rid of our chametz on Erev Shabbos. When Shabbos comes out to be Erev Pesach, we destroy our chametz on Erev Shabbos. So the Mishnah. Ha-hoylech lishchat es pischoy. If somebody's going on Erev Pesach, he's traveling to go make a korban, to bring the korban Pesach. Lishchat es pischoy. He left his house, they says, in the morning, Erev Pesach, to go to the Beis HaMikdash to bring the korban Pesach. Or else, v'lom moles benoy. Somebody was going on Erev Pesach, he was traveling to make a bris milah, to make a milah on his son. Or else, v'lechol sudas erosin. Because he was going to do mitzvahs. He was going to eat the suda by a chasna. Hey, somebody got married and was going to eat a mitzvah suda, a suda's mitzvah to eat by the erosin. The beis chomet, by his father-in-law's house. So all these things are mitzvahs. The niska shiesh toy chomet v'teich beisai. And he reminded himself that he has some chomet left over in his house. So what should he do now? If there was Pesach, there's a mitzvah to go be mevayer the chomets. Should he go home and get rid of the chomets? But if he does that, he won't be able to do these mitzvahs. So the Mishnah says like this: Im yochol lachso levayer v'lachso lemitzvoso yachser v'yevayer. If you could go home and destroy your chomets and then go back, there's enough time of the day to do these mitzvahs. Avada, that's odd. I do both mitzvahs, even though you're going now to bring your korban Pesach. But stop that. Go back home. Be mevayer, destroy your chametz, and then you go to the Beis HaMikdash to bring a korban Pesach. Who adin for milah? If you have time that day, milah is kosher kol hayom. You'll be able to make it before Shkia. You should go home and be mevayer the chametz first, and then do the milah. But zot mishnah v'yim lav. Let's say there's not enough time. Imam is holding it late in the afternoon already, and if you go home to be mevayer the chametz, you won't be able to bring your korban anymore, or you won't be able to make the milah, or you won't be able to attend the sudas of the chasna. Is mevatlei b'libay, then it's enough to be yetzer the din d'yiraisa, that means d'yiraisa, as long as you mevatel the chametz, you make it, the chametz doesn't belong to you, the way Tosfos always learns. Or according to Rashi Shita, vitel chametz, that's a keem of mitzvah tashbisu. You mekayim mitzvah tashbisu by making a bitel. So that's the yetzer, make a bitel. Even though metchili is supposed to make a beer, the Rabbanim want you to destroy the chametz, but here where it's a question, you won't be able to do the mitzvah. Or else you're sick in a mitzvah, the Rabbanan said it's enough just to make a brittle. Like Rashi says, Yevato Beliboy, for lo yachsi, you don't have to go home. For yafilu ye shois. Well, even though if you would go home, you would be able to be mevayer the chametz. Why is it Rashi? The midiraisa sagile bebittle biyamam. Because midiraisa, brittle alone is enough. Just that you make up in your mind you don't want to have the chametz in your rishus anymore, that's enough midiraisa. Even though midirabonin is supposed to make a bdikom, or the Rabboni is supposed to make a beer, but I call upon him here with the question of you won't be able to do the mitzvahs, the Rabboni will mevater on their halacham, and it's enough just to make a bittel. So the Mishnah Baita, the same halach applies. Lahatzel min anochrim. Let's say somebody left his house on Erev Pesach to save another yid from a goy. So Drashi.
I shouldn't say, yeah.
Baita, lahatzel min anochrim. You want to save another Yisrael from Goyim, or else min anor, another Yisrael is drowning in the river, and you want to go save him, or else min alistim, or else robbers are coming to start up with a yid, and you want to go save your friend, or else min adleka, there's a fire, and you're going to save your friend from the fire, or min amapolus, or stam, the house caved in, and you want to save your friend that's trapped there. Is alocha right away, yivata b'libay. For these things, you don't go home, because there's a skonis tefoshes here. So if you're going to save somebody, you go and save the person. It's Erev Pesach now, and you have chametz in your house. You'll be over the Yisra by your by Motzei. The Teretz says no, you'll be Mevata B'liboy. Make a bittel chametz, kodim zmani, surai, and bittel helps. Rashi Shita is, bittel is a keem of the mitzvahs, tashbisu. And according to Tosfos, bittel just makes it like hefker, it doesn't belong to you, so you're not over by your by Motzei. What about the lishbois shvisas harashus? Let's say somebody is going just to make an Erev Tchumim. He wants to be able tomorrow on Shabbos to be able to walk Chutz Tchum, but not to go L'dvar Mitzvah, but some go L'dvar Rishus. He wants to go visit somebody, some for Rishus. Then the locher is Yachsa Miyad. Since you're not being Isaac in the Mitzvah right now, you some want to make an Eruv Tchumim. You want to put your pass or wait outside the city there, until it becomes skia time, to look a day that tomorrow you should be able to walk with varishus, that's not a mitzvah, so you have no right, rather go home right now and make a beer chametz. So drashi lishma shvishus rishus, shoyahoy lech lahach shechal atchum, liknoi shvisa shom, you're going al atchum, and you wanted to buy a coin of your shvisa there, kidei shehem loy mishom lahal napayim, leilech lemocha shom lezvarishus. That tomorrow you are carrying the shvis at the end of the apayim amma, and you could walk another apayim amma. For what purpose? Stam for rishus is yachz miyad. Then you have to go right away home and make a beer chametz better. Avol liknei shvis as mitzvah. Let's say no, you want to be able tomorrow on Shabbos to walk chutz l'tchum ledvar mitzvah. For going chiyelach mocha chutz l'tchum lebeis avul. You want to be menachem avul or lebeis hamishter. You're going to a chasna. That has the same halach like now you're going to do a mitzvah. That it depends. If you could go home and still do the mitzvah, do it. But if you go home, you won't be able to do the mitzvah. We say you have a right to go to the mitzvah. What about bir chametz? The rabbanon will mavata you here to say it's enough just to make a bittul chametz. So the mishnah v'chein, the same halach as apply. Misha yotzem Yerushalayim. Somebody left Yerushalayim. V'niskar, and he reminded himself. Sheyesh biyodoy bosa kodesh. He has some meat, some kochim, like he brought a shlomim. The locher is the meat of a shlomim. Now Yisrael could eat it, but you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. Here he took the meat with him out of Yerushalayim. So the locher is this kochim, this piece of meat now is posel. And the locher for an apostle or a piece of meat is you have to burn it. Now matchilu, we had the gemara before, you're supposed to burn it in Yerushalayim. When you take it out of Yerushalayim, it gets the psul yotzei. And now the locher is you have to burn it in Yerushalayim. So somebody took the piece of meat outside Yerushalayim, that now it's toin tzreifa. It's like this. Imovat soifim, if he passed already this place called soifim, is sorfa bimkoimai. Then the rabbonah did not matriach you, bother you, to go walk all the way back to Yerushalayim. This is like too far out of Yerushalayim. You just burn it where you are. The yimlav, if you didn't go so far, then we say chayzev sorfoi. You have to walk back to Yerushalayim and burn this meat in Yerushalayim lefnei habir in front of the Beis Hamikdash meyatzei hamarocha, and you take the wood from the mizbeach itself. The Rashi says sheyesh biyodoi bosa kodesh imoy baderach. He has it with him in the road. V'nifsal biyotze. This meat now became posel because he took it out of Yerushalayim. Shemechitzas kochim kalim chaymis Yerushalayim. Where's the place you're allowed to eat kochim kalim, which is shlomim? Only in Yerushalayim. Here you went outside Yerushalayim, the meat became posel. Is imovat soifim shein kra, name of the town, sheyochol liros beis hamikdash mishom. That's the last point that from standing there, you can still see the beis hamikdash. Then the locher is, so if you went so far, if you went past that, then we say, sorfim koimai. V'loyet richu lachso. The rabbanon didn't bother you to go back to Yerushalayim, it's too far away. V'yem lav choyze v'sorfo. K'di arminim b'chol shor. Ba'koydish v'sei beish tisorit. De b'mokim achilos v'sreifosei. B'mokim, when you're allowed to eat it, that's when you're supposed to burn it. So here you're supposed to eat it in Yerushalayim. You're supposed to burn it in Yerushalayim. So if you didn't go so far, the Rabbanan said, go back and burn it inside. But if you went so far, the Rabbanan will mask you to burn it outside.
Yeah.
So Morris says now, Viat kamo hein choizrin, how much, like a bosa kochim, do you have to have that we say you have to go back to Yerushalayim and burn it there? The Moshe we're talking about now, we didn't pass a tsoifim. You didn't go so far out of Yerushalayim. So then the din is you're supposed to bring this piece of meat back to Yerushalayim and burn it there. Now, how much meat do you have to have with you to say the Rabbanan said you have to bring it back? Or who adin for our first halacha? If you want it, you weren't mavayu your chametz. You have chametz in your house. How much chametz do you have to have? The Rabbanan should say you have to go back to the house now and be mavayu the chametz. Is ramei waimer zev zev bekebeitza. But both halachas you have to have a size of a beitza. Rashi zev zev chametz the amor liyel v'niska shesha chametz a beitzai ubosa kodeshimai. If you have the size of a kebeitza, then you have to go back. So Rashi abu b'pachis gabi chametz yivata b'libui. If you have less than a kebetza worth of chametz in your house, then even if you could go home and still do the mitzvah, the rabbanim didn't bother you. They said it's enough just to make a bittul. V'gabe bosa kodesh sofim koymei. Who would then, if you have the piece of meat now from a korban shlomim that you took with you out of Yerushalayim, if it's less than a kibetza, so Rabbanan didn't bother you to bring it back to Yerushalayim, but rather burn it where you are. Rabbi Yehudu Raimen knows zev and zev kezayis. Both halachas, it depends on you have the kezayis, the size of an aleph worth of bread or chametz in your house, or an aleph worth of bosa shlomim you have with you. And that's a more chometic halacha. Once you have the kezayis, an aleph size of the meat, you have to bring it back to Yerushalayim and burn it there. But that we say the Mishnah, if you have chametz in your house, that if you're going to do a mitzvah, but if you could go home and still do the mitzvah, you're supposed to go home first and burn your chametz. How much? The size of a beitza, an egg size. Trash it. So that's the machlokes Mishnah, how much you have to have in order to be mevayer. So Tais explains what's the, according to Chachamim, why is there a difference in the shear? Tais says, I'm a revo. So the first you shall me, mishum debos ha-kodesh, less late takonah bebitul. If you have this meat, this shlomim, you brought out of Yerushalayim, there's no way to say, you don't have to burn it. There's no din bitul, but you have to burn it. Therefore, achmiru bekezayis, therefore they say, once you have the size of an aleph worth of the meat, you have to bring it back to Yerushalayim and burn it there. Avochomet is like takonah bebitul. But by chometz midiraisa, there is a way out. Just be mevatlet wherever you are. Is therefore leyachmiru ad kibetza. The rabbanon's din that said no, don't be samech on stam bitum, but rather go back and burn it. That's only if you have the size of a kibetza. That's a chosh of a shir. But less than the size of an egg, the rabbanon will not matriach you to go back home. Zoti gemara uriminu. I have a kasha now. Ha'olech lechol sudas erison. If somebody on Erev Pesach is traveling to go have a Sudas Erison, Poshta means a Sudi after the Chasna, you're going to your Shver's house, your father-in-law's house, which our Mishnah says, that's called the Dvar Mitzvah. Here it says no. Here it says, if somebody's going to have the Sudabah for the Chasna, or else, Belishvay Shvisas Rishus, somebody is traveling on Erev Pesach to walk to make an Erev Tchumim, in order on Shabbos or Yom Tov tomorrow to walk to the Dvar Rishus, no, you're not going to Dvar Mitzvah. You're not doing mitzvahs. You're not going for your own purpose. It is Alocha Yachzim Yad. If you remind yourself now at Erev Pesach in the morning that you have some chametz in your house, you have to right away turn home and go back fast to burn that chametz. So the Sefer our Mishnah says if you're going to a chasna, that's called the Dvar Mitzvah, and you don't have to go right back home. And the other bride says, yes, you have to go right back home. It's called the Rishus. Now the Gemara Amar Rabbi Yechon and Lakashi, there's no kasha, or Rabbi Yud or Rabbi Yaisi, some achleikis. The Tanya we learned like this. Sudas Erison. That you have a Suda after you had Erison is Rishus. Divin Rav Yudah. Say after Rav Yudah. Kenzain is not really a real chasna because you didn't make Nisuyin. You only made Erison. You made Kedushin. That's all. So if you those the Suda they make after the Kedushin, that's only called the Sudas Rishus. Rav Yaisi Yoyme Mitzvah. No, even that's called a Mitzvah. Since Erison Kedushin is called a Mitzvah, if you make a Suda right after the Kedushin, that's also called a Mitzvah. So that's a Teretz. One goes according to Rav Yosi, one goes according to Rav Yuda. I think Morris has a better teretz. Of a behash to the Yomer of Chizda, machlekes besudishnia. This whole machlekes, if it's called the suda after kedushin, if it's called the mitzvah or not, it's only the second suda they have. Aval besudi rishonah, the first suda they make right after the kedushin, I tell you divrei hakel mitzvah. Everybody holds that's called the mitzvah. So if you have such a pshat like this, then it's posher the stiris. Is afilu tein mahav or Rav Yuda. Both prices go according to Rav Yehuda. That Rav Yehuda says a sheet that is called a mitzvah. Of a balei kashim. Ho abesuda rishayna. The first suda, that's called the suda's mitzvah. Ho abesuda shniya. That we say is called the suda's rishus. That goes according to Rav Yehuda's sheet. That he holds it is called the suda's rishus. Which suda is called the rishus? Hey, the second suda after the kedushin, that's only called the rishus. The Rashi says suda shniya. Kachu derech hachasanim. This was the derech when the after that kedushin liyachas to the sarasin choizu meshagas avloinis liyarusosse v'soyichum. After they made the first suda for the kedushin, then he would go and send the presents. And when he sent his kala a present, they would make another suda. So that second suda is only rishus. So for that, the brayta says if you remember on Erev Pesach you didn't make a bir chametz, you have to turn around right home and be mevayeh your chametz first. So the Gemara Tanya Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Ani lo shamati elus sudas erison. I only heard sudas erison. So drashi shetei mitzvah. I only heard that the suda you make right after the kedushin, that's called the sudas mitzvah. Avoloi sabloinis. That they make a suda when they send presents one to the other, that's not called the suda's mitzvah. So Rashi sablonis, the runners came them noin. They send nice presents to the kala, that's not called the suda's mitzvah. Omulari Reb Yossi. Reb Yossi said no. Ani shamati suda's erusin vis sablonis. They're both called suda's mitzvah. It's also part of the mitzvah, timahana, to make your kala feel happy. That was also called part of the mitzvah. Tanya Reb Shimonoiner. Called suda she'ena shel mitzvah. Any suda that's not called the suda shel mitzvah is ein talmud chochem rishur lehenes mimenu. But talmud chochem, it's not nice, he shouldn't go to that suda. Sama suda's rishus, it's not meant for talmud chochem. He has to act special and only go to suda's mitzvah. So the Gemara, kagoyin mai, what's called the suda she'ena shel mitzvah? Om Rabbi Yechonon kagoyin bas koyin liyisrael. If a Yisrael marries a Bas Koyin, that's not called the Suda's Mitzvah. Because a Bas Koyin, that's a Choshev, a Yichus, a Gezach, a Koyin, he's a Koyin, should only marry a Koyin also. Who are they? A Bas Talmud Chochem, the Amoritz. If the daughter of a Talmud Chochem gets married to an Amoritz, that's also not called the Suda's Mitzvah. Because you should have married a Talmud Chochem. So Drashi, Bas Koyin, Tzrichili Nosilakanim. Metchila, she should have got married to a Koyin also. V'loi Lifkan Mishpachosa, not to make a Pagam in the Mishpachon. Linosli saw to get married to Stami Yisrael. Yediyam Rab Yechinon, Bas Koyin Li Yisrael. If a Bas Koyin gets married to Yisrael, and we'll soon see, we're talking about a Yisrael that's not a Talmud Chochem, that's also an Amoritz, he's saying, is Ein Zivugin Oyle Yofen. They're not going to have a good Zivug here. This Zivug is not going to be good. Ein Zivugin Oyle Yofen. Is Ein. Ain't zivuga marli yof. It's not going to be a good shidduch. So Rashi be mazel tov. They're not going to have a mazel tov here. Mahi, what's going to be wrong with this? If a bas koyin gets married to Yisrael, Omer Rav Chizda, Oy almona, either she'll die, Oy almona, her husband will die, Oy gerush, or else she'll get a get, Oy zera ain't lor, else she won't have any children. That's what's going to happen if a bas koyin, the mother is a koyin, marries to Yisrael. The Mastisa taught in the Brisa we learned, Koyvra, either she'll be buried first. I cover a soy, she'll bury him. I meviyosu dayanis. Or else, thought, could they be very poor? And that's why it's called Eino Eilu Yofa won't be a good shidduch. For the Gemara, it's not like this. For Yom Rab Yechanan, who writes that she is asked, somebody wants to become rich, is Yadbik Bizarro Shalaron. Let him marry a Kayin. They will marry a Kayin, just like by the Keteris brought down the special Kabonis. Keteris used to make them rich. So marry a Bas Kayin will make you rich. And Kol Shekain, Shetoro Kuna Masrosan, that you have two things, you're a Talmud Chochem, you have Torah, and you'll marry a Kuna, a Bas Koyin, she'll make you rich, she'll be a good Shidduch. So you see, it's good for a Bas Koyin to get married, or it's good for the Yisrael to marry a Bas Koyin. And the Merle Kasha, Ho, but Talmud Chochem, or Biamoritz. If the Yisrael is a Talmud Chochem, then it's a good thing to get married to a Bas Koyin. But if the husband is an Amoritz, then he shouldn't get married to a Bas Yisrael. We have Yeshua Nosef Kanto. Rabbi Yeshua married a Kohen, a Kohanis. She was the daughter of a Kohen. Cholosh, and he got sick. Omar, so he said to himself, Lenicha leli Aaron, the Adbik, Bizarri. Why says, Aaron doesn't want me to be Dovik in his children. That's why he got sick. The Hevelei Chasna, that I became a son-in-law. The Hevelei Chasna, he should have a son-in-law like me.
Yeah.
Ravidi Baravin Nosaf Kanta. Ravidi Baravin, he married a Kanis, a Bas Koyin. Nofku Minei Trey Bnei Smichi. He had two very good sons. He told me the Chachomim. Rav Sheshes Braid Ravidi, that's one. Rav Yeshua Braid Ravidi. So Omer Rav Popper, so Vice President was a good thing. He was a Talmud Chachom, and he married a Bas Koyin, so it was a good thing then. Omer Rav Popper. Eloi Nesiv no Kanta, if not for the fact that I married a Bas Koyin, Loi Yasra, I want to become rich. Rav Papa was very rich, so he says he was zeich to become rich because he married a Bas Koyin. Omer Rav Kana, Eloi Nesiv no Kanta, if not for the fact that I married a Bas Koyin, Loi Galoi. If something bad happened to him, I wouldn't have to go into Golis. Rashi Loi Galoi, Rav Kana, Gola mi Bobul Eretz Yisrael. Because the Yomabah goes to Michael. He had to have Golis, he had to travel, go out of Bobul into Eretz Yisrael. What? He went out of his place. Vice says he was settled there in Bavel, and he had to go out of there. So he says because he married a Bas Koyin. Omrulei, I Yukashai v'lamokim Torah golus. What's the gefelach? You went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael to mokim Torah, something good. And the Gemara like Yuloy to the Goliinshi. It wasn't normal. So Rashi, Shah Tamidim, Yoitsimi Daitim. Other Tamidim went out because they wanted to. Fani Yotsosi Yakorchi, Machmas Mrodim Vyemis Malchus. He had to run away from the kingdom, from the Malchus. That wasn't normal. So for that he says, because he married a Bas Koyin. Omer Rav Yitzchok, Kol Haneh Neh Misudah Sereshus. If somebody, Pashim Yitzchok, Talmud Chochim here, that has a norm from a regular Sudah Sereshus, that's not a Dvar Mitzvah, is the slave Goyla. That will make him, will have to go into Golos, will have to have exile. Shenem, the Pasuk says, V'oichlim Korim, Mitzoyin V'agolim, Mitoich Marbik. Uksiv Lochein Ato Yiglo B'Resh Goylim. And since they used to eat a lot of sudis, eat a lot of meat, and the fatty meat, so then they had to go into Golos. You see, by Stam having a lot of sudis, that will make you go into Golos. Fine, Tana Rabbonin. Kol Talmud Chochem Hamar B'Sudos B'Chomokim. If a Talmud Chochem Stam goes around and has a lot of sudis, he eats at this inn, at that hotel, he eats here all over, it's not nice. About your Talmud Chochem, you're showing the Keser of Torah, you shouldn't Stam go around and show you're so oisik like an Olam Hazir. Is Soif Machriv as Beisai. At the end, he'll come out, he'll be Machriv, he'll destroy his house. His wife will become an Amona, he'll die. Umeyasim as Goizlob, his children will become Yisaimim. Vitamudim is Takachimenu, and you lose your Torah. Hey, this is if you're Marabit, says if it happened once or twice, doesn't say. Marabit means you can say to go and eat out, eat a lot of different places. It shows like you can say to running after Elam Azim, that's not so nice for Talmud Chochem. Umachloikes, Rabbis, Boyes, Olov. As once you forget your learning, you're going to have a lot of machloikes coming about you. Odvorim, Enem, Neshmoim. People are not going to listen to you anymore. About you forgot your learning, you're not going to say good things, they're not going to listen to you anymore. Umachalul, Shem, Shemayim. Machalul, Shem, Shemayim. And you'd be Machalul Hashem's name? As about you were once a Talmud Chochem, and now you're doing these not nice things, you're making a Chil Hashem. V'shem Rabbi, who then you'd be Mechala your Rebbe's name. They're going to say, this is a Talmud of yours. It's not nice. V'shem Mother, they're going to talk bad about your father. V'goyrim Shem Ra Loi, you cause that yourself will have a bad name. Ola Bonav, Ola Vnei Bonav, for your children and your grandchildren. The Lord called them very bad names, and look at that father, that he was once a Talmud Chochem, and he did such not nice things. And so it's called others. Kisei, they'll call you bad names. Mahi, what are they going to call you? Omer Abaye, Korolei, Bar, Machim, Tanura. They're going to tell you he is the son that heats up the ovens. In other words, he goes around eating any place, and every place, wherever he finds an oven, he eats it up and he eats there. It's not nice. Rovi Roma, Bam, Raket, Bekuvian. He's a son that the father dances at the nightclubs. Raket, Bekuvian. He dances. Shashim, Raket, Bekuvian, Kedera, Chalitzonim. Like the joke is. Shemesachim, Raktim, Bechamuyas, Lahashkois, Beschorin. The Lashkoisan Bishochron. That they hire themselves to dance in the stores to make the people get tricked there. Rar Popromar Bar Malchich Pinchi. Trashi Chorus. He's the son of someone that licks the dishes. In other words, a guy that goes around eating by all the sudas he can find, any sudi he gets, so it's called someone licks the dishes. Rar Shmai Romar Bar Machrova. Trashi Makapa Lavushe Verovitz Vyoshin. He'll have to fold over his clothing and go to sleep. He'll fall asleep any place. Kach derech hamishtakrin. As you become shikur, wherever you finish your suda, you end off your suda with a good drink, and you go to sleep there. That's what they call you, a guy that sleeps at the sudas. Yeah. So kids, it's not nice for Talmud Chochem to go around just stomp teeth all over the place and go to sudas. That's not nice. Tana Rabbon. V'yolam yimkarodim kol mashi yeshloi v'yisa bas Talmud Chochem. A person yourself, when you want to find the shidduch, you just sell all the anything you have in order to marry a bas Talmud Chochem. Shemeis, because if you're going to die, or girl, you have to go into exile, muftach lo shibor of Talmud Chochem. Because chosh, you have a wife, or you have your shver, your father-in-law, that's a Talmud Chochem, he'll be able to take care of your children. V'yal yisa bas amoritz. You shouldn't marry the daughter of an amoritz. Shemeis, because if you're going to die, or girl, you have to go into exile, is born of amoritz. Who's going to take care of your children? Your wife or your father-in-law, that he's also an Amoritz. So that's no good. We'll soon see later on what's called an Amoritz for these halachas. Tana Rabbonin. L'yolam yimkarodim kol mashi yeshloi. A person should sell everything. Yeah, again. L'yolam yimkarodim kol mashi yeshloi v'yisa bas Talmud Chochem, that you yourself should marry Talmud Chochem, v'yasya bitul a Talmud Chochem, and your own daughter also try and marry you off to a Talmud Chochem. Moshe is a good example. Le'ind ve'agefen bin ve'agefen. That you want to put twigs of the vines from one vine, like grass, one into the next vine. Is dove noyum as kalbo? That's something very nice, and it comes out nice. For lo yisa bas amoritz, but you should not marry the daughter of an amoritz. Moshe, as an example, leyin ve'agefen, you want to take the graft, or grape, the vines, be'in ve'asnir, to grafting it to a thorn bush. It's not nice.